It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Jeff Wilson started covering the Texas Rangers in 2008, though he'll never forget 2021. Out on his own, he decided it was time to do a podcast, but his wheels were spinning until a nerd came along. There's no going back now. Welcome to the Texas Rangers Baseball Podcast. Here's your host, Jeff Wilson, and the recliner nerd himself, John Moore.
Everybody, and welcome to the Rangers Today Baseball Podcast. This is episode number 58. And today, Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy is going to join us. I don't know how long we'll have him on. Hopefully, we'll get him on 10 or 15 minutes, yeah. But he's going to be busy. I mean, 5 minutes is going to be good.
Right. No, we're pretty fortunate, and thanks to the Rangers, Rich Rice.
Absolutely.
John Blake for helping us arrange this. You know, the Rangers are having their pro scouting meetings this week, and he's been on the job, I guess, since last Friday, but
imagine his schedule's
full. But he's been in town since, you know, probably Sunday. Yeah, he's got a full schedule. He's leaving town tomorrow, Thursday. So, yeah, busy guy. Those pro scouting meetings are sun up to sun down. I mean, they turn over every stone leave no stone uncovered, I guess is the proper phrase. But, you know, they're anyway, for him to be able to do that is great. And, anyway, yeah, just looking forward to talking to him, you know, getting to know him, you know.
Seems like a great guy, talking to him Monday.
Yeah, you know, this isn't his first rodeo. You know, he knows the ropes, and, you know, he's 67 now. He's been a baseball lifer. He did have a few years there, you know, stepping down from the Giants in 2019. And, the one thing he said Monday was why are you doing this? And he said the simple answer is I missed the game.
Sure.
So, you can't take the baseball out of the man. Nope. So, anyway, yeah, looking forward to talking to him. A lot to discuss, and there's lots to discuss about the Rangers. Now that the coaching search is over, we can get into the coaching staff. I mean, you can get into all kinds of things.
But absolutely. Yeah.
Coaching staff, Tony Beasley's behind me.
You broke that story Sunday.
And yeah, it was in the Sunday Read. I talked to him. RangersToday.com, $5.99 a month, $35 for 6 months, $60 for a year.
The subscribe button too.
Yeah, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're over 1,000, by the way, so that's great. Thanks, but let's not
share
stop.
It with people. Let's do it. But you talked to him Sunday.
Talked to Tony. He was at his home in Virginia. He said it was a nice day. He was sitting out on the porch. You know that. It's pretty much what you'd expect from Tony. You know, he has things in the proper perspective. Yes, he wanted to be the manager, but he said, "How can I argue
to lose the job?
Losing the job to Bruce Bochy, who has 2003 career wins and 3 World Series rings." Tony is coming back. They hadn't talked as of Saturday. They'd exchanged messages with each other, voicemails. Tony said that what Bruce had left in his message was very welcoming and looking forward to getting to knowing him and working with him and all these things. And Tony told me he never hesitated. You know, there was never a thought that he wouldn't return to the Rangers, whether he had the job or not. And, this is his family. One of the toughest times of his life, came in 2016 when he was diagnosed with cancer and had to fight that and missed the season. But the Rangers stood by him, never wavered. He had his job back the next year. It's pretty remarkable. This is going to be his third manager.
He keeps surviving them all.
You just don't hear that. You know, he started with Jeff Banister. That was Jeff Banister's number one hire. When he got the job and Chris Woodward never considered not bringing Tony back. And now it sounds like Bruce Bochy isn't either. And, If you know Tony Beasley at all, it's very easy to understand.
Yeah.
He's such a positive person, a good coach, obviously.
Players
easy to talk to. Players like him. He can counsel them in a number of ways. And to not bring him back, just
He would have had other opportunities.
Right.
That's
right,
no doubt.
Right. He could have gone somewhere else, but this is where he wanted to be. So that talks a lot about the Rangers organization, and I know there's been some turnover, but it's a good thing that Tony Beasley is back.
Yeah, and I said it over and over, and I tweeted something out about it. If you don't appreciate what he did to step in for that last couple of months and what he did, this guy, and you know it as well as I do, when he comes out for batting practice, he throws a lot of batting practice. He works with these guys. He's quick to give us a quick dap and a hug and say hello. I mean, the guy's going to come up and he checks on you. How are you? All of that before he gets to his job. He's nonstop working. Just love the players love him. I mean, it's great to have him. Other coaching moves they got to make, though. They don't have a pitching coach yet.
Right. They don't have a pitching coach. And
or they don't technically, we don't know, do they have a, does he have a bench coach? I mean.
Well, you know.
Donnie was.
Right. Well, let's take them one at a time.
Okay, let's go to pitching staff.
Pitching coach, you know, Chris Young said that it's likely they're not going to have the co-pitching coaches. They're going to have a head pitching coach. Maybe an assistant who helps, but I think that makes sense. That's kind of the traditional role. It's probably what Bruce Bochy is used to. It's definitely what everybody else in baseball is used to, to be frank. So the Rangers said they have a short list. They're going to start working through it. I think, you know, one name to keep in mind is Mike Maddux, the former Rangers pitching coach who's since been in Washington and is currently under contract, at least for a few more days with St. Louis. So
his contract's up.
He's going to become a free agent as of Monday. He may return to the Cardinals. I don't know. We saw him at Do It For Dirt. He lives in the area. He's 61 going on 62. I'm not saying he's old, but
he's respected.
He's respected, but there comes a time when, you know, people want to start winding down and maybe a job with the hometown team, place where he's very familiar, probably knows a lot of the guys who are still in the organization, from a coaching standpoint, at least. So, I wouldn't be surprised if that name surfaces. I mean, I guess I'm bringing it to the surface now, but, keep an eye on that one. And then, you know, you kind of look at Chris Young's pitching coaches when he was a pitcher in the major leagues for 13 seasons, they're pretty much all retired. Bruce Bochy's guys in San Francisco, Dave Rigetti, and then Kurt Young, the last 2 years, neither one of them is currently coaching. I think Young went from the Giants to the A's, but hasn't been there for a couple seasons. So I wonder, you know, if this is just going to be a fresh name that a lot of us don't know, but, I'm sure there are a lot of people who want the job. I'm sure there are a lot of people who have reached out to Bruce Bochy for the job or for any job. You know, if there is only one pitching coach, that frees up one coach on the staff that can be in the dugout.
Sure.
So you would think that Bruce Bochy, the, you know, future Hall of Fame manager, would get the opportunity to at least bring in one of his own guys, maybe a couple. And to bring up the bench coach situation, as you mentioned, Donnie Ecker is the bench coach slash offensive coordinator. Some of the bench coach duties were shared last year with Bobby Wilson. If Bruce Bochy wants just one bench coach, seems like that could be
already be on the staff.
He makes, but I don't know.
Oh, but you're saying he could go outside and bring his own.
You know, Ron Wotus was one of the guys who was with him for a long time with the Giants, who just recently retired after the 2021 season. So maybe he still has the itch. I don't know, but that wouldn't be a far-fetched idea. So there are, you know, while Chris Young said that all the coaches who are invited back are coming back, I think there could be some shuffling of the deck, so to speak.
Let me throw something. You know, I'm the guy that does stupid ideas that come out there. Okay. Because, you know, when I do armchair GM stuff, it's really outlandish and out in the, I do it as a fan and I go out way outside the line. Let's say that a certain guy that we know that we were wondering about getting this job, let's say he doesn't get a job. He's up for a couple jobs right now. He's talked to the Royals. He's talked to the White Sox. I'm talking about Ron Washington. He's a third base coach now with the Braves. Is his contract up?
He's still got another year.
Okay. I was just wondering, Bo, but the way you can leave is if you get a promotion.
Correct.
Is that a bench coach candidate?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he would obviously be a promotion. And you talk about a good voice sitting there. Look, it may be a, a bit to take on a just a pride level to come back as the bench coach for the team. But I know Wash loves this town. He loves the game.
Yeah.
He's going to be in this game. He's already got a job now, but that would be a promotion.
It would be. That's an interesting idea. I mean, I would.
Okay, so I'm just out there.
I obviously would be all for it. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. And, you know, maybe Tony Beasley comes back as the bench coach. Maybe Bobby Wilson is the bench coach. But, sure. I mean, you know, Donnie Ecker was
both great guys, too.
Yeah. Donnie Ecker was at the press conference. So, I mean, he's
coming back.
He's back.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, we're just throwing stuff on the wall here. But, Wash is a, I don't know. You know, the Braves are going to be good for a long time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But you never know. But okay. Anyway, yeah.
That's one of my outlandish ideas. But
the coaching staff is in flux.
Now, coaches have to coach players. And obviously, this offseason, we know it's going to be a fun one because the Rangers are going to be doing a lot.
Yeah.
Now, while we were at the press conference, names were thrown around. We were talking to Gil, who was throwing out his two cents. This guy came up.
Yeah.
Joey Gallo. As a possible, I don't think if they went with Joey Gallo, who I think we can talk about that. I think he's affordable, might be able to come back. I don't think it would be the only move they would make as far as a bat, but that's not a bad for on the cheap. That might not be a bad add to this lineup.
Well, yeah, you know, there are a couple things to consider. You know, first of all, Joey Gallo never wanted to be traded. He never wanted to leave.
It was emotional for him.
It was a tough night.
Yeah.
I think it's been a tough 12 months, honestly, but. You know, he wants to come back here. There's no question. I think he would come back. I know Scott Boras is his agent, but I think he would come back at a fair price, a reasonable price. I don't think he would.
1 year, 2 year? What do you think?
Well, you know, it might be a prove yourself 1 year contract type of thing.
Which Boras might like, actually.
He might. Yeah. I mean, Joey's still young. He's, you know, you could hit free agency again next year with a big season. But look, Joey was comfortable here. He flourished here, at least, you know, was a two-time All-Star.
The way he plays, yeah.
OPS above 800. You know, he had two 40 home run seasons.
Right.
He became more of a complete player once he moved to the outfield. He's a Gold Glove winning outfielder.
The shift is banned.
And the shift is banned, and that's interesting. That could boost his average. You know, you hear ideas that, you know, a left fielder will come and play these Deadpool guys like Corey Seager and Joey Gallo, and maybe that's what happens, but it's at least intriguing and you know, it could turn a 208 average into 220.
Yeah.
It could turn a you know,
if the OPS
790 OPS to 810, you know, but just where the game is, everybody knows, you know, the long ball. I mean, you look at what the Astros have done this postseason. They haven't hit great, but they've hit very timely and critical home runs. Same thing for the Phillies. You know, look at that game 5. Bryce Harper won it for him with a late home run. So, you wonder, I know that Joey's kind of divisive with a lot of people because he doesn't make a ton of contact. But I think that he would be a good match for Donnie Ecker and their system because Joey, you cannot say that Joey Gallo can't identify pitches. He knows his balls from his strikes.
He took walks. Yes.
He just has the contact trouble, but
right.
Anyway, it wouldn't surprise me. All right, I don't have that from anybody with the Rangers.
Well think about but this
it
lineup. Makes,
it does make sense
in this lineup. They've basically got one through about five, right? One through four or five.
Sure.
If you're talking Joey Gallo hitting sixth or seventh, he's probably not going to go below seventh in a lineup playing that kind of defense in right field. You're probably looking at maybe him and right. He's played left. But between him and Adolis, you know, going to right or left, you'd have two good outfielders with amazing arms.
Yeah.
Even Adolis could go to center, but I'm assuming that unless this one's moved, I don't know, maybe there's an armchair GM talking about it. We're thinking Tavares will probably be in center field, who has proved himself. He kind of scuttled there a little bit at the end, but defensively and in the field, he played great. He really had a good season altogether. I don't think you expect much more than what Tavares did. But that outfield's pretty salty right there. When you're talking about you got Garcia, Gallo, Tavares in the outfield, that ain't bad.
Well, you know, one way to help a pitching staff is to improve the defense.
Sure.
The Rangers need to improve their defense.
And Bochy's, he likes defense.
He's into fundamentals and pitching it and catching it. If you have three excellent defensive outfielders, that saves you a lot of runs. And it's not it's not always like a great diving catch or something like that. It's a play that Tavares made this year against Mike Trout, of all people, running into the gap, stopping the ball from getting to the wall, and throwing to second base to hold Mike Trout, who's not slow, to a single.
To a single,
And the Angels did not score in that inning. I mean, those are critical winning plays.
Absolutely. You know,
a good defensive play isn't necessarily always going to be an out. So
right.
That's what you can do to help your pitching staff. Now, Bubba Thompson is a very good defensive outfielder, and Bubba Thompson has a skill that very few people in baseball have, and he also held his own. You know, he obviously needs to get on base more, but his first call-up, his first 2 months in the major leagues, were not a failure.
No.
Not at all.
By any means.
And you know, does he have to hit for more power?
Did he have seven bunt base hits?
I mean, the guy just needs to – he's got a chance every time there's a slow grounder hit or a bunt. He's got a chance to beat it out. And if he does that, there's a good chance he's going to be on second base within a couple pitches. So, you know,
he changes the game.
He does. You know, so I mean, it wouldn't be outrageous. You know, you look at this offense. It was one of the top offenses in the American League. It really was. They struggled against good pitching. Right. That's the one thing that they need to clean up. That's the next step, is figuring out how to hit, let's say, the Astros, and even the Mariners a little bit. So they need to do that. But if the Rangers came back with the 9 players they had in the lineup to finish the season, it wouldn't be the worst thing ever. It really wouldn't be. Can they upgrade? Sure. You know,
absolutely.
But when you're looking at like left fielders, you know, on the Fraser market, you have Joey, you have Andrew Benintendi, who had a renaissance year, I guess, but he only hit 5 home runs. So,
Conforto, who was out the entire year, who's now coming back from a hip or a shoulder surgery.
Right. So, you know, you're kind of taking a flyer there too, but it'll be interesting to see. I could see a couple scenarios. You know, I don't know who might be available for trade, but Joey Gallo should be on people's radar, just because I think it's not unimpossible.
I think if they do get Gallo, I don't think it's the only bat move they make. I think they're looking all around. He could be somebody that's affordable enough that they could still make a move for another bat that they want. And people forget this too. Garver's coming back.
Yeah.
That's another bat in the middle of your lineup that's going to DH a lot. He's going to catch. He opens up a possibility for Huff to be on the roster too. You have 3 there, because Garver can play first base, and he can, but that bat, say what you will, but Garver's a good right-handed bat in the lineup.
If he's healthy. Yeah. Garver, Young, you're getting a little lefty heavy or righty heavy at that point. So right. Maybe that's another thing that Benintendi and Gallo are both left-handed hitters. So, I don't know, but again, you know, you talk about the pitching, and that's
key.
Obviously the focus here.
But Bochy knows how to work a bullpen.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. So, you know, maybe that's some of his influence in the free agency this year too, is his relievers and how he wants his bullpen built. So, I don't know.
All right.
It's going to be fun though. It's fun to talk about this stuff and to speculate. And I know you've got a Rangers GM I need to edit and get out, or an armchair GM that I need to get out and edit, but
maybe we'll talk about that next week, I went full bore crazy.
We're going to save our bullets, John.
Yeah, yeah. I went crazy on it, and of course, it'll get ridiculed as it should, but that's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
When I do it. You know what? Let's get Bruce in here, and let's talk to Bruce, see if he's ready to go and get what we can out of him, because this is going to be awesome. Bruce Bochy right after this. And joining us right now from Globe Life Field is new Texas Rangers manager, Bruce Bochy. Bruce, thanks so much for joining us, sir.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
So you are, you're busy. I mean, the news broke Friday. You're there Monday for the press conference, and I'm assuming you're diving right into those pro scouting meetings. So what has been on your agenda?
You know, I did actually have been really busy. The meetings are going on. I've enjoyed sitting in there and just getting to know, a lot of our staff on the pro scouting side, our analysts, and just, getting to know the players throughout the league, on both leagues, getting a feel again. And, I stepped down 3 years ago. I have been involved, going to the minor league affiliates and everything, but I still have some catching up to do, to be honest. But also, just getting around the town a little bit. Of course, my phone's been going crazy since all this happened, between friends and a lot of, good people looking for jobs too. So that goes right with the territory. But you know what? I've enjoyed it, and I'm excited. It's just good to be back in the dugout.
Yeah. I mean, you said Monday that bottom line is you just missed baseball. What did you miss? I mean, being a manager is a grind. So what did you miss?
Yeah. And there's not too many things, that I look back, when I was managing that I thought was a grind, to be honest. I mean, you're really blessed to be doing what you're doing. That's why I looked at it as to be grateful. There's only 30 of these jobs. And I remember when I first started managing, I had that job on such a pedestal. I just couldn't believe that I was getting a chance to do it. And so that's how I look at it. And not as a grind, after a while, you get a little bit more accustomed to dealing with some things that may be a little grind for you, but it's being in the dugout, it's being part of a team, it's just walking in that clubhouse, the relationships, but as much as anything, just being competitive and trying to win a ball game on a daily basis. So all those things, you're going to miss, especially when you've done them all your life. And I used to say this, I said, if I retire, I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I go, coach, my grandson Little League. Well, I found out T-ball is harder than managing in a major league. So I told my grandson,
I totally agree.
I said, you're the one that drove me back to this.
So you did mention the family. You said your sons were on board. Your wife, Kim, might have taken a little more coaxing. but how old are your grandkids? And it sounds like that they might not have much of a memory bank of grandpa in the dugout.
Yeah, I don't think they have any. When I sit down, my oldest grandchild is Braxton. He's going on 5 now.
Oh, wow.
But I still remember, holding him up in my last game, and he saw me wave to the crowd, and he started waving. And kind of funny, but he doesn't remember that. But he's at an age where he will remember this. And
he's going to have fun.
Yeah, he did say, "Papa, you're going to bring me a hat back, right?" So so he's on board. The boys are on board. But we had just made a move to Nashville, just south of there, near Franklin. And when we first started talking about going back on the field, and my wife, it's obvious she's going to have a little concern, I guess, that I'll be gone a lot, whatever. But as this process, continued, and she knew C.Y. Chris Young and Liz, and getting to meet Mr. Davis and everybody. And she's excited. She's here. She's right now looking for a place where we may stay. We do have some family here. So, a lot of things made a lot easier for her because she's, she has sacrificed a lot. This is what I've done all my life. And I think she knew that, where I'm at this stage of my career, it's not like I'm going to do it another 20 years or anything. So she understands that I probably need to get back on the field. I'm looking forward to trying to win another championship. And, I think, this was such a great fit. And I talked about that. I wouldn't do this unless I thought that was the case. And not just for me, but for her.
Well, and you mentioned, Chris Young came to your house for 7 hours. what what was it that he said? And was it a good back and forth? Did you guys order out? What, you know, what, I mean, drink a couple beers? I mean, it seems like, geez, 7 hours, a long time.
Yeah. We talked about a lot of things. My wife actually, made lunch and the snacks and everything. So she kept us fed. So we never left the house. It was all baseball, talking about, the Rangers, his vision. And yeah, it probably wasn't, just what he said. And that was important, obviously. But you could just feel, as I said, I mean, the passion he had and that commitment to, getting this turned around. He grew up here. So, he wants to bring that pride back to Ranger baseball. And the more I listened, the more I got excited. And we talked for about 7 hours, whatever. It seemed like an hour, though. I mean, it didn't stop. And we covered so many different things. And of course, it was important for him to get my appetite on doing this. And hopefully he got that. He felt that in the conversation. Then the process continued. Mr. Davis came out, and some of his staff. And so it was really easy. The conversation was easy. The decision was easy. And not just for me, but for my wife.
Okay. You talked about a lot of things on Monday, but the core group of guys, Marcus Semien, Corey Seager, Adolis Garcia, Nate Lowe. What is it? I mean, you've seen a lot of Semien from those Bay Bridge Classic games. What do you like about that group of guys that you think you're going to be able to count on?
Well, it's not very often that you have an infield like they have here. I mean, it's solid across the board. And, of course, Marcus, I got to see him when he was with Oakland. And not just the talent that he is, but his reputation throughout the league, what a leader he is. And not just vocally, but, also by example. And I saw enough of Corey Seager with the Dodgers, trust me. And this guy it's every rip he takes, it looks like he's right on the pitch. And so to be that strong up the middle. And of course you look at, Lozier, and he came into his own. You got the young kid, young at third base. It's not too often you get a core players like that. Now, and as I mentioned, in the press conference, I know we have work to do. I'm a big pitching guy, and pitching and defense is such a vital part of the game. And so, we got some work to do there, but it's not often that you have, your first four or five hitters, the core that we have. It's not that easy to find. And of course, Garcia, you look at the year he had, and what a great athlete he is. So I could see that the potential in this club was, it wasn't 3-4 years down the road. I'm talking about next year and beyond. This is how close I think they are to getting this turned around, and hopefully bring some pride to the Ranger fans and find our way to playing winning baseball again. Because it wasn't that long ago that you guys were wearing the horn, so to speak, in American League, and that's where we want to go.
So, and you also mentioned the farm system. Both those Giants teams of yours were built on the farm system. Are there any, it sounds like you did your research on that. Are there any prospects that stand out in your mind that you're like, I'm looking forward to get my hand on this guy besides Josh Young?
Yeah. I don't want to leave anybody out, but of course, you're going to look at some of this pitching. There's quite a few down in the system that, are really, exciting when you talk about them, but you start with a guy like Leiter and Kumar, what he's doing in the fall league right now. But they get a lot of position players too, and they're not too far away. I know Wynn didn't have quite the year that he had hoped, but what's important for us is to have these guys come up, and that's what enables you to sustain that success. But the pitching, I think you have to be really excited at what's just behind us. And these guys, I think, are going to be on a fast track when, you know, once, you know, they get on the roll. And, you know, a guy like Leiter, you know, that's a pretty good jump going right to double A. But I saw him at Vanderbilt. And, I mean, this guy, obviously, he's going to be on a fast track when he gets locked in.
One thing that didn't come up the other day, had you stayed retired, you likely would have been going to the Hall of Fame next year. Was that in your mind at all?
No, I'll be honest. It didn't, you know, but I don't assume anything, you know, as far as that. And, you know, I have the Hall of Fame, you know, because it gets brought up. But, you know, when I think of the Hall of Fame, I think of Johnny Bench, Willie Mays, and those guys, not Bruce Bochy, trust me. So, and I know we're talking about manager, you know.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's a different animal. But, no, absolutely not. You know, my goal, and it, be honest, you know, after I retired the first year, I said, man, I made the right move because you had the COVID
going. Oh gosh,
no doubt. On,
you know, with the guy and everything, I said, boy, my timing was great. But as time went on, I was getting the itch, and I did help the French in the WBC. And so I was staying busy in baseball, but, you know, I you know, just grew that itch, got worse and worse, you know, as time went.
So you were born in France, or were you a military brat?
I was. My dad was stationed there, you know, back in, 1953, and my sister and I were born there. You know, I left when I was a year old, so I had no memory of France. The funny thing is, when I went back there, they took me to the little town I was born in, Boussac, Lannes de Boussac, and, I mean, they welcomed me like I was one of theirs, and had, you know, the big ceremony, and took me all around. It's cool, really neat little town just north of Bordeaux. And so my brother, who lived there, he's 4 years older than me, so we just had a great time. And of course, went to Normandy. Two of my dad's brothers, you know, they hit Omaha, and they both survived.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
There wasn't a you know, more moving experience than I had in standing there looking at what these young 18-year-olds were doing, you know, had to face trying to, you know, charge up the beach there. And you don't realize how far they had to go. It wasn't like the, you know, to get cover was, you know, 20 or 30 yards. I mean, it's like 150 yards out there. So, man, I just
can't imagine
what they went through.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
And oh my gosh.
As a history major, that's definitely a place I need to get to. I
know that this, man. It's a bucket list for sure.
Yeah. Look, man,
you'll feel it when you go there. Trust me.
Well, we don't want to keep you too long. I know you got a busy schedule, but thanks for taking the time. I mean, really appreciate you coming on to the Rangers Today Baseball Podcast. You know, we're out there every day, so we're really looking forward to working with you and getting to know you. We'll see you at various points of the off season and spring training. So it's going to be a good time.
We're going to see the grandson around there too, right?
Oh yeah, you'll see Braxton. Yeah, you'll see him. He'll take over too, man. He's aggressive. He's assertive. But no, and hey, back at you. I look forward to, you know, seeing you guys and getting to know you. And again, just pumped to be here. And you know, it's been a busy 3-4 days, but it's a very, very exciting time for myself and my family. So thanks for having me on. It's good chatting with you guys.
Thank you. That's Bruce Bochy, Texas Rangers manager. Bruce, thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you out there at the yard. Bruce Bochy from Globe Life Field. Big thanks to Bruce for coming on.
That was,
you know, he's talked about his grandson drove him back to coaching. I coached T-ball.
Yeah.
And he said his grandson Braxton, he coached him I'm telling you right now, I spent half a practice, the first practice I ever coached, just trying to get them to sit in a circle. I could imagine how nice it would be to be back with the adults teaching them how to play. Because that, hey, volunteer coaches for Little League are some of the best people in the world that would that will take that on.
Yeah, yeah.
You've done it.
Yeah, Tom Grieve is coaching one of his grandkids right now. So, I mean, it's
T-ball? Yeah. Compared to coaching at an older age is a different thing.
Right. No, the T-ball, I remember the last coaching search, I wrote a story while coaching in the third base of one of my son's T-ball games. I think it was actually coach pitch, but it was only like station to station was the rules, so I didn't have much to do, so I was writing. And anyway, yeah, no, good for Braxton. I think this is going to be exciting for
your granddad to build
some memories. And
Pawpaw, I think he calls him.
Yeah,
Papa.
He's going to have a Rangers hat as soon as he gets home. So that'll get him started young.
Absolutely. And now, guys, we're down in the bus leagues. That's what we're going back down to. We got to go down in the bus leagues. You wanted to talk about a couple of guys and things going on. You got Evan Carter behind you.
Yeah. You know, when Bruce Bochy, you heard him talk about the farm system, and it was one of the things that excited him the most, because he believes, and that's the Rangers' vision, and really every team believes this, that a farm system sustains your success. You have long-term success when you have a very good and productive farm system. And
it's depth.
Yeah, it is depth.
And currency.
And currency, sure, but there's quality depth. You know, there. And so I got to thinking, in 2021, or 2020 offseason for 2021, I wrote the Rangers chapter for the Baseball America Prospect Handbook. And, you know, I went through and did all the stuff, and you list 30, and I think you give 10 more. And then anyway, I can't remember. But I do remember that Baseball America had the Rangers at the start of the 2021 season with the 24th best farm system.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Their midseason rankings this year, they had them sixth. And the Rangers think that's low, but of course they do. Anyway, Evan Carter was coming out of the draft.
Right.
He was not in the top 10. He was, I think he was right. I had him right around 15, somewhere there. Owen White had not pitched because he was coming off of Tommy John surgery. Right. He was either late in my top 20 or early in, or you know, the late teens or the early 20s.
Right.
So the farm system had a lot of room to improve, but they also had to add players. And as I recall, my top five were Young, Sam Huff, Leody Taveras, who was coming off his little brief stint in 2020, Colwin, and Justin Foskey. Sam Huff has graduated from Liss, so is Taveras. So, you know, those three are still Young, Foskew, and Wynn are still around. But, you know, you look at the infusion of talent since then. Our list that we did last offseason, you know, Josh Smith and Ezekiel Duran, who've both run out of rookie status now, right, but they were on the list. You had Dustin Harris was not on that list back then.
Right.
I remember debating whether to put Marcus Smith, who was the headliner of that trade,
right,
into the top 30 or not. But just, you know, the infusion of talent, the draft choices that they've made with Jack Leiter.
Rocker, Porter.
Aaron Zavala.
Yes.
You know, all guys who will be in top 10s or top 20 this year. Then you look at what they've done internationally with Anthony Gutierrez and
Cueva, or how do you say
Daniel Cueva?
Cueva.
Gilder Figueroa, Jason Morobel. You know, Max Acosta had a nice rebound year this year. So, right, you know, you really kind of look at this farm system and how far it's come, and you can realize why Bruce Bochy was so intrigued by it. And, you know, you heard him mention there the top three arms are probably Leiter, Rocker, Wynn. You know, Brock Porter's probably a ways away. And I know how much you love Owen White, who's going to be hard charging and ready to go too. Rule 5 guy, so he'll be on the 40-man. He'll be in big league camp.
A lot of big 40-man spots.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. That's a big deal. So the farm system is going to be in flux probably until that Thursday of the winter meetings. You know, that's when they have the Rule 5 draft. So there'll be some hairy moments there. Some of these guys may get traded before then.
Yeah.
For teams that need
that are ready to put them on their 40 man,
or guys who are going to be 40 man eligible next year, those guys will get traded too.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, that's like why Hans Kraus was traded in the Ian Kennedy, Kyle Gibson, Spencer Howard trade. Hans Kraus was traded because he was going to be eligible for the Rule 5 that year, and the Rangers weren't sure if they were going to have a spot for him. So
that opened it up.
Anyway, the farm system's much better than it was 2 years ago. And if this had happened 2 years ago with the farm system the way it was then, would Bruce Bochy be, would he have taken a job if offered it then? You know, the farm system is to the point now where guys who believe in baseball and know how an organization should be run properly, the farm system excites them, and that's a big deal.
Well, think about when Woody was hired. I mean, when that job search was open, and let's say Bruce Bochy had already retired, was out of the game, I don't think the Ranger job is as attractive back then.
Right.
I mean, look, Chris Woodward walked into a very tough situation. He walked into the middle of a rebuild. This is certainly not on Chris Woodward. I mean, they needed the change. It's great, but he walked into a tough situation when he took the job.
Yeah, you know, 2019, the Rangers weren't terrible.
No.
But they didn't have a lot of depth or a lot of help.
Right.
From the minors. I mean, Tavares wasn't there yet. That was the year they drafted Young and Wenzel. And so it's, yeah, I mean, the cupboard was pretty bare. I mean, you know, 2015 and 16, they made so many trades to help fuel those
title
runs,
you know,
the Cole Hamels deal, the Jonathan McCoy trade, the trade for Carlos Beltran, even, you know, cost them their first round pick from the previous year. So they had, you know, and you just can't get that overnight.
Nope.
You know, you just can't get it back. You have to go through a situation like the Rangers decided to go through in 20, where you start making trades and then getting rid of the guys. You know, they traded Mike Minor during the season. They traded Lance Lynn in the offseason. And then 2021 hits, they trade Joey Gallo.
Right.
You know, they traded Kennedy and Gibson. So that's where the talent comes. And when you're crappy, you get good draft picks.
Yeah, you get
that's
the
where you
five.
Get Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker. So, you know, there's...
This year
it's
should
a
be pretty
it's
high.
A process. This year we don't know yet because of the lottery thing and... there's a chance they could be in the top six. I guess they even have a chance at the number one overall pick. That
sure.
That also will happen at the winter meeting. So it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, you know, that's how Tampa Bay got good. You know, Tampa Bay was so bad for so long, but that's how they
got. Houston got good.
Sure, exactly. That's how Houston got good, and they even had some misses in the first round. So
yeah.
But I mean, they had a lot of hits too. So I just think that where the farm system is, and if you have been reading Rangers Today since its inception for, we've been hitting the farm system really hard, and we've had a lot of guests on the guests on this show are top
last week.
Our top prospects are guys who are coming up like Cody Freeman last week, a fourth round pick in that 2019 draft. So, you know, and again, this isn't like the NFL or the NBA where they just step in and are expected to produce.
No, they have to go through
it. They have to go through it. They have to learn. They have to, and it's just a different ballgame. Major league level, and it's,
we had on every top 30 except for the ones that maybe don't speak good English. We've had every top 30 prospect
right.
on that's from the States or speaks good English. The ones that haven't, it's just because of we've talked to every one of them.
Sure.
I mean, you at right. spring training, you've talked through interpreters with every single one of them.
Sure.
It's just coming on the show sometimes, not speaking great English. I mean, it's a little intimidating.
It's putting them in a tough spot. You know, we had Martin Perez on, but he's been in the United States for a long time now, and his English is just fine. So,
yeah.
You know, hopefully, you know, Leody Tavares has gotten comfortable with English. I don't know if he's podcast comfortable yet, but, we'll see, but, we'll try to test that out next year. But, anyway, yeah, the farm system, there's a reason why Bruce Bochy was drawn to it because it's good.
And that's why we keep this down in the bus leagues segment here is because it, you know, Arizona fall league is going on, right? Well, how much more time do they have? They have another couple weeks.
It started October 4th, so they still have until mid-November.
Mid-November, okay. Yeah. So they still have a few more weeks of that going on. Anything else before we get out of here?
No. Again,
$5.99.
RangersToday.com, $5.99 a month, $35 for 6 months, $60 for a year. I mean, it's, what is today, the 26th?
Yes.
Season ended the 5th. I've written every weekday. Every day, I've written every day but Saturday. And I think I even got a Saturday in there. So the content is steady. This show doesn't take a break, maybe a little bit around the holidays, but even then we record ahead and still get the episodes out. So now the website, you know, you get all the stories that are behind the paywall.
Right.
This channel, this YouTube channel is free.
Hit that subscribe button.
You subscribe to it. You don't miss anything. It's good stuff, man. That's all I got to say. And for $6 a month, you're doing yourself a favor if you're a Rangers fan.
Look, this is dedicated to Texas Ranger stuff.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
We're going to have past players are going to come on, like Kobe Freeman, who came on.
Kobe Lewis.
Kobe Lewis.
David Murphy's been on.
David Murphy's been on. We've already talked with Young and Kinsler, who plan on coming on in the future time. We've got access to all of these. So this is Texas Ranger heavy. And that's all it is. If you're a Texas Ranger, you need to be giving this to any one of your family members who are big Ranger fans.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they can reach out to us and I will answer. If you reach out to me, I'll answer a question or get it answered for you. If I'm the idiot that doesn't know, I'll ask the brain over here. But I
assume my brain works that day.
Well, your brain doesn't forget anything. I still get floored by that. Guys, this has been a great one. Texas Ranger new manager Bruce Bochy joined us. I can't say enough for the Texas Rangers. Putting that together and getting him on. Bruce especially.
Yeah.
I know he is going nonstop right now. We'll get to talk to him a lot more coming in the future time. But it's great. 3 days after being hired, he came on to Texas.
Yeah.
The Rangers Today baseball.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Guys, until next week, we'll see you at the yard.
Roxo Media House.